The Mizmor begins, the David, and we know this is one of the Mizmorei Tehillim that David authored. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us there are 10 authors of Sefer Tehillim. David is the primary author. The David Elecha Adonai Yekra Tzuri Al Techarash Miveni Pentech Hashem Miveni V'nim Shalti Im Yor Devor. David begins the Mizmor, as is so often the case, with a Kriya LaHashem, calling out to God, a sense of urgency, asking God in his capacity as a tzur, as a rock, as a fortress, as a protector, already implying that there's a threat, that's why you need a protector, and beseeching God that God should not be silent. As David is calling out, he's not being silent. God, don't be silent either, for if you are silent, pentech Hashem imeni, v'nimshalti im yardevor, that I will be compared to those who descend into the depths. In other words, that I'll be lost. Shema kol tachrunai b'shavi elecha. Hear the sound of my voice. Tchina is, again, the language of beseeching prayer, not just tefillah, but tchina, it's a different theme. B'shavi elecha, right, we have tefillah every day. Not every day do we have tachanun. Today was one of those days, Isru Chag. Tefillah is appropriate every day. Tchina is already a kind of a desperation. We don't have tchina and yantif. Other days of simcha, of moed, or days like today that are just affiliated, the day after Yom Tov. Shema kol tachrunai b'shavi elecha, b'nasi yadai el devir kachecha. As I literally stretch out my hands in the direction of the Devir, in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. So this is an allusion to a very important idea that David HaMelech, even before the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, and this is something that Shlomo would very much echo in his introductory prayer when the Beis HaMikdash was being inaugurated in Sefer Melachim, that the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rambam seems to record this as part of the De'oraisa aspect of Tefillah, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, that Tefillah should always be Nochach HaMikdash, V'hispalu El HaBayis Azo. So you can either pray in the Beis HaMikdash or to be mechavin oneself, to direct oneself, as we always try to do, towards the Beis HaMikdash. So here David HaMelech is expressing that idea, V'nasi Yadai, I literally stretch out my hands, El Devir Kodshecha, in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. Al Tim Shecheni Mishayim V'impoa Le'avin, do not draw me along, pull me in the direction of the wicked, those who commit sins. Dovrei shalom imreihem, who speak in terms of peace with their friends. They profess to be innocent people, peace-loving people, diplomatic people. This is all a facade. This is all a thinly veiled kind of a veneer of civility. Dovrei shalom imreihem v'ra'a bilvavam, but there is true evil and wicked in their hearts. David HaMelech always returns to this theme. You have it later on in Sefer Tehillim. Ma yitain lecha ma yosif lach lashon remiyach yitzei gibor shnim gachalei resamim. The idea that echad b'peh v'echad b'lev, individuals who represent themselves in a certain way, but the reality is very, very, very far from the image that they craft so carefully, so meticulously, whereas in substance, in tochen, they're rotted, they're corrupt, they're corroded. Tein lahem kifo alam, v'chiroam alayhem, do to them as they deserve the wickedness of their ways. Kimaseh dehem tein lahem, hashev gemulam lahem, let their gemul, their just deserts, come their way, the punishment that is indeed coming to them. Ki lo yavinu el pu'ulos Adonai ve'el ma'asei adav yeharsem ve'lo yivneim. Very important pasuk. Ki lo yavinu el pu'ulos Hashem. They don't understand the works of God ve'el ma'asei adav. So the Radak explains, and this is very consistent with a particular dichotomy that's found in the literature of the Rambam as well, when it comes to the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. The Rambam notes in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvah Sasei Gimel that Avas Hashem can be obtained through the study of Torah, and he alludes there to Avas Hashem through the study of the cosmos, of natural sciences. You have the opposite emphasis in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, where the Rambam there emphasizes coming to a love of God through the study of God's wisdom as it appears in the natural universe. And by the way, Yiras Hashem in that context as well. So the Radak says that's exactly what we mean here. Ki lo yavinu el pulos Hashem ve'el ma'asei yadav. Ma'asei yadav is God's creation. The pulos Hashem, the Radak argues here, is actually a reference here to, just read it inside, havana hashgacha v'pulos Hashem ma'asei yadav hu me'avodas Elohim. V'hi lahavin v'chachmas hateva u'v'pulosa v'ma'asei yadav v'ashamayim u'v'aretz. He takes the position that this too is a reference to understanding God as he appears in the natural world. Though interestingly, the Medrash says, Chizkiya amar elu tzkufos, indeed, the pulos Hashem are the celestial calculations that one can make about the stars, the moon, the sun, etc., the orbits. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi amar elu agados, so these are actually divrei Torah. And so you have different ideas of pulos Hashem. But truly wicked people don't appreciate God as he's revealed in this universe, either through his Torah or through the natural world, through the cosmos. Yeher same velo yivneim. So this is generally understood by most of the commentaries that David is pleading that God should destroy the wicked and not allow them to be built, not allow them to lay a stable foundation. I thought maybe one could read the pasuk a little differently. Ki lo yavinu el pulos Hashem v'el ma'asei yadav yeherseim v'lo yivneim. Meaning these rishayim cause the destruction of the world, and in fact they don't build, they don't add on to the creation. Right? The first mission, the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, notes v'asara ma'maros nivra olam, that God created the world through 10 figures of speech. So Chazal ask in that mishnah v'lo b'mamar echad yachol ibaros. God could have created the world in one figure of speech. Why did God use 10 figures of speech? So the Mishnah says, "Litein schar tov l'tzadikim shemekayimin esa olam, lipareya min arishayim shema'abdin esa olam." That wicked people are involved in destroying the world. Like you have in the beginning of Parshas Noach, "Vayar lukim es aretz v'nei nishchasa, ki yishchis kol basar es darkol ha'aretz." We're literally involved in the destruction of the world. Yeherseim v'lo yivneim. They're engaged in destructive acts and not in constructive acts. Baruch Adonai, ki shama kol tachnunai. Blessed is Hashem, David HaMelech goes on to say, because again, he hears the sound of my tchina, of my entreaty, not just my tefillah, but a sense of desperate plea. Adonai, uzi umagini bo batach libi, v'nezarti v'yaloz libi, umi shiri ahudenu. God is my uzi, my source of strength. Umagini is my source of defense. As I like always like to say, he's my offense, he's my defense, he's my strength, he's my shield. My heart trusts in God and ultimately is rejoicing in God, and I will give thanks to God through my songs. In other words, David HaMelech says, this is what I have to offer. God is thanks, David HaMelech. Everybody can thank God in their own way. Some people thank God in one way, other people thank God another way. The important thing, it should be authentic to the person. So David HaMelech says here, Mishiri Ahodanu, that using the songs of Tehillim, I will utilize these songs as a way of giving thanks to God. We have it much later on in Sefer Tehillim, in Mizmor Tzadi Bet, Tov Lahodos LaHashem, Uluzamer L'Shimcha Leon, Agid Baboker Chastecha V'munascha Balelos, that Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor L'Todah, Hariu LaHashem Kol Haaretz, one of the great themes is the theme of Shirei Toda. So here you have Umishiri Ahodenu, that David HaMelech plans to use his great capacity for poetry, for song, for verse, for language, in thanks to God. Adonai Oz Lamo Umaoz Yishuos Mashichohu. Once again, Hashem is the source of strength. Hashem Oz Umaoz Yishuos Mashichosu. God Mashichohu. God is the source of Maoz, literally a fortress. A fort, way again, the imagery of protection to his anointed one. David HaMelech is again expressing his very strong conviction that God is his fortress. And then now David HaMelech expands more broadly not only for himself, but really for the entire Jewish people. So David HaMelech says, Hoshia Samecha, not only save me, God, but save your nation, Uvareches Nachala Secha, and bless your Nachala, meaning the land of Israel, Ure'im, and serve as our Ro'ah, as our shepherd, V'nase'im, the beginning of this week's Parsha, Naso, Esrosh B'nei Gershon Gamheim, elevate us, Ad Ha'olam. So here I think you have a kind of duality, such a familiar pasuk to us. It plays such a central role in our liturgy, songs, Hoshia Samecho, Vareches Nachala Secha, but this language of Ure'im V'nase'im Ad Ha'olam, that forever God should fulfill this dual role, Ure'im, that God should be our shepherd, our ro'eh, to take care of us the way that a shepherd takes care of the flock, to protect us. Okay, so that's one aspect of our relationship with God. The shepherd is there to guide the flock, to protect the flock from any external danger, as is such a clear theme of this mizmor, Hashem Uzi, Umagini. He's our protector, he's our shield. In the very first pasuk, Tzuri, the fortress. That's one aspect of God's relationship with the Jewish people. Hoshia Samecho, Varechas Nachal Secha, he's our Ro'eh. We say that on the Yamim Noraim, that word Sonecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ro'enu, he is the shepherd. But then we have V'nase'im. V'nase'im literally means to exalt, Sa, to lift up, to exalt. A shepherd protects the flock, he guides the flock, he shields the flock, he doesn't necessarily exalt the flock. It's not only that God is our protector and that he keeps us safe and that at the end of the day we can take a deep breath and say, okay, so we weren't attacked. That's not our ultimate aspiration, but much more than that, v'nase'im, that we should be exalted above all the other nations. We just had Zman Matan Torateinu. We talked about v'isem li mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh, right? Ki li kol ha'aretz, that God chose us from all of the nations of the earth, l'tihila, l'shemu, l'tifares, and with a sense of exaltation and exalting us over the rest of creation, mi goy gadol, asher lo elokim krovi melav, mi goy gadol, asher lo chukimu mishpatim tzadikim, mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy achad ba'aretz. So it's not just that God is our ro'eh, our shepherd, our protector, yes, all of that, but that's just the baseline. But v'nase'im, that God exalts us, he lifts us up and gives us a sense of dignity and a sense of majesty, a sense of nobility, literally over the rest of the world. So God, yes, he's the protector of his people, he's the tzur, he's a source of strength. But even though the Jewish people have faced many enemies, and you might think that we'd be satisfied just to be left in quiet and protected, the truth is that our aspiration goes beyond that. That we don't simply aspire to be okay, that the wolves didn't get to the flock, so to speak, if we want to use the metaphor of the shepherd, Ure'im v'nase'im ad ha'olam, that sometimes God is our shepherd, our protector, but other times God is much more than that. He exalts the Jewish people, and thank God, relative to most of our history, where we could just, at best, aspire for God to be our protector. We suffered crusades, the pogroms, the Inquisition, of course the Holocaust. And in our generation, we see that God isn't just Ro'ei Yisrael, the shepherd and the protector of Israel, but God has exalted the Jewish people. God has given the Jewish people Yisrael Osachayo. The Jewish people are strong. They're considered a regional power. They're using the most sophisticated weaponry in the world, not that we're so proud of our weaponry. It's not the fact that we have the weaponry, but that we believe that God has strengthened us, and God has given us. God has put the Jewish people in a position of strength, so let's never forget that duality. On the one hand, yes, Ure'im. On the other hand, Vinas aim, that God will exalt us, Ad Ha'olam, Bezrat Hashem, for all eternity.